Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, a Wednesday morning. And that typically means we're talking education, and that is the theme of our show for today. We've got the first half hour going to be dedicated to the Riley County and Blue Valley School Districts, USD 378 and 384. We have both the superintendents on hand with us. We'll also be talking with members of USD 383, Anthony Middle School, and the Manhattan Public Library about a new partnership they've undertaken recently. And we'll also hear from Suzanne Gleemore. She's the chair of the USD 383 Diversity and Inclusion Committee about something they've got going on right now. But we start with superintendents of Riley County Schools, Cliff Williams. He joins us here this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon.
And John Cox, who's the superintendent over at Blue Valley Schools in Randolph. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Always good to talk to you, gentlemen. We're getting kind of caught up with what's going on in your district here before the show, and you know, I'm pretty excited. We've seen COVID numbers trending down here in our area, and as I understand, it's that way at your schools as well.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We have no positive cases for students and staff right now, and so you know, maybe we need to knock on wood there, but a lot of great work behind the scenes, the parents and school working together, and so we're really happy to report that zero number to you, Brandon.
And the same for us at Blue Valley. You know, I, with all that we've gone through, I hate to speak it out into the world, but yes, we're at zero, zero positives for staff and students. And again, just thank you all for taking care of yourselves and doing the right things and keeping kids safe.
That's a big deal. I mean, we've been talking for months here with not only you guys, but the superintendents over there in Pottawatomie County, Rock Creek and Wamego, Manhattan, Junction City. And this has been a tough go here. This year, I think, was maybe slightly tougher because we kept thinking the end was in sight here, and it feels actually like we're getting really close now.
It does. And, you know, again, like John said, can't say thank you enough to all of our families and students and nurses and the medical field that's helped along the way. And I think we're all ready for it to be done. And maybe with spring break coming, that'll be a launch of a new springboard there with healthy families, and we'll get back to normal.
I would agree with all of those things.
Absolutely. Well, good to hear the good news to start with here. And I know it's a time of year where we're kind of transitioning here from winter to spring. I'm looking forward to spring. We got about a little less than a month now until we get there. But that usually means kind of some sports and activities are wrapping up here for the winter time. And I know that's happening in both districts right now. Cliff, you have some state qualifiers. Is that right?
We do, Brandon, and it is a very exciting time of year. Sure, like to congratulate Brianne Meisner that received the number one rating at the state piano event this past Saturday. We're very proud of her. That was held in Wichita. This weekend, we had two wrestlers that qualified. I'd like to congratulate Samson Wagner in the 160-pound class. And at the 195-pound class, Jackson Shanahan, both will be competing Friday and Saturday out at Hayes at the state wrestling tournament. So wish them the best of luck. And also this weekend, Brianne Meisner and Ryan McClure will be competing in the state music festival as well. So a lot of great news there on that end. So proud of those guys, especially a lot of them being seniors. Kind of hit the pinnacle of their career there, so it's fun to see them get to reap the rewards there.
Absolutely. Congratulations to all of them. And how about over in Blue Valley, what have we got over there?
First I just want to shout out to our Blue Valley Student of the Month. This is something that we do in each building, and at our elementary, our February Student of the Month was Ella Simon. She is a fantastic student. At the middle school, it's Ella Holtzel, and at the high school, it's Clayton Bundenbender. Those were all selected by staff in the buildings as going above and beyond and being there to support each other and the kids. And so we can't say enough about our students and how wonderful they are, and it's very tough each month to select just one. But those were our February Students of the Month. as we gear up, as you said just a second ago, we are getting ready for regional basketball. We're hosting regional basketball for our boys tomorrow night. We'll be hosting Washington at 7 o'clock here at our gym. And the girls will be playing regional basketball at Lincoln starting at 7 o'clock. I was told just a little while ago that we potentially would have a pep bus going. So if you're listening and you need more information, please contact the high school office to get more details on that. We're super excited about the start of the season. I've been watching the kids just kind of goofing around in these warmer days, run around the track from my office here and just getting prepped and ready. And so excited about our new baseball team that we're starting on Friday. We'll have our first meeting to discuss what that's going to look like and finalize our numbers. And I think it's going to be a great season for our inaugural year.
Do you know when's the first baseball game going to be played? Do you have that yet?
We don't have that yet. We're still working on the schedule because this year we're only playing a junior varsity league or squad. We have to piecemeal it together. But so far we have seven doubleheader games scheduled, and we're working towards 10. So we're really close to getting that full schedule. Once we start playing, our home games will be played at the Westmoreland baseball facility. And it's going to be an awesome opportunity, which kind of ties me back to the Big Blue Dream Committee here in Randolph, trying to build our home facilities and expand from our softball field to a full baseball facility as well. So, you know, can't say enough about them and their efforts that they're doing. And if you would like to reach out and help them, go look on Facebook or give them a call. That's 785-293-3105. They'll more than happy to share information with you.
All right. That is so exciting. I just think that's a neat opportunity here for that area. And I don't know how far of a drive it is from Randolph to Westmoreland. What would you guesstimate that at?
About 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Okay. About the same for Manhattan. All right.
Correct.
So, okay. Well, that'll be cool. Let me know when you find a finalize a date, because I think it would be kind of neat to go up and get some pictures and stuff. So,
I will. Thank you.
Cliff, what else do you got going on in the district right now?
Well, next week we have sub-state basketball. I believe our boys will be traveling to Beloit, and our girls will go to Minneapolis, and then the tournament will be at Minneapolis. So that'll be a full week for our two teams there. Do want to remind people that our March board meeting is the first Monday, which is March 7th instead of the 2nd. That's been on the schedule since July. But due to spring break, we always move that up a week. Also that Friday, March 11th, we'll have no school as a teacher in service. And then that segues right into the next week, which is March 14th through the 18th is officially our spring break. So lots going on in March.
Yeah.
Well, and thank you for that reminder, Cliff. You know, because of spring break, it kind of scheduling messed with our board meeting as well. And our board meeting will be Wednesday, March 9th at 6 o'clock, held as normal. You know, it was just a little bit of a challenge to jump from a 1 month to a quick turnaround of 2 to 2.5 weeks to get it taken care of. So we're really, really looking forward to getting that done so that we can have our spring break and enjoy that time away.
And when you get to this time of year, as far as school board meetings are concerned, I guess there's probably looking ahead to next year a little bit. Maybe have you finalized your calendars yet? Do you know when the new school year is going to start at this point?
We have. We've announced our board's adopted our calendar in January. We're going back to quote a kind of a normal schedule. I can't recall the exact date. About middle of August, though, Brandon, there that we'll start. Maybe in our break I can look that up. But we did post that on our website, and that's available to patrons.
Okay.
Same for us. Our schedule has been tentatively approved pending negotiations. There were some changes that the committee wanted to make that we have to work together to create the changes needed. So it is tentatively approved. It has been posted on our website. I can't recall, but it is, again, lined pretty much with the rest of the school districts in our area. Doing that also allowed some of our staff to have professional development that they otherwise wouldn't get because of varying start dates.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, it's coming up on 9:17 here at News Radio KMAN. We'll take our first break of the program. More to come here with Cliff Williams and John Cox from Riley County and Blue Valley Schools, respectively. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.